all of us still quite oblivious to the dire social deprivation we were accustomed to and the hostility created by our existence in France. A white man erupted from a ground floor flat in the tower, shouting, clearly aggrieved by the noise we were collectively making. After his rant, he ran directly towards my elder sister and pushed her from behind. This was not a half-hearted attack. It was a determined, chest-out, knockout hit. The kind of heavyweight punch that is so full of hatred and carries the weight of the history of terror, of white terror. My sister was 6 or 7 at the most. You might even hear people refer to themselves as light workers, and if so, watch out. Those who think they're full of light are often the ones most blind to their own darkness, not because they're bad people, but because they're hurt people. And hurt people hurt people. In other words, unless you're able to do the deep dive of shadow work to see, acknowledge, heal, and integrate your more shadowy, darker, less rational, instinctive blind spots, they tend to come out without bidding. Emily answered the call, biting down on her lips, said softly, I listened to you, and I got him to sign the divorce papers. Really? He signed the papers? Wendy Gale could barely hide her excitement and glee. Emily was confused by her sister's reaction. She frowned and continued, He signed, Wendy. Why are you so happy about this? Ha ha ha. Emily, you really divorce Hunter. Ha ha ha. You are an idiot. What the hell are you talking about, sis? Emily was even more puzzled. She felt that something was amiss. Isn't it obvious? With you divorcing Hunter, I'll have a chance to marry him.